this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. Jingle Cats, and I guess we could keep our lights here. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is just go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And golly, I got to tell you, we're having so much fun with the Jingle Cats. That's the first time I heard my favorite My favorite song they do Christmas is Hava Nagila. So we're having Christmas and Hanukkah right now, and boy, did we have fun rocking and rolling. And we are all decorated up for Christmas. So just so you know, we have flocked trees and snow and snowflakes and Christmas lights. We're just the cat's meow, Nathan, aren't we? And our Christmas decorations here.
We are all lit up with our little Zoom lights here going on, and soon it'll be time to break out the ugly sweater and a Santa hat, so it gets even more from here on out.
So we're having too much fun with our filters and backgrounds and all of that sort of stuff, with all our Christmas things. And anyway, really fun. And I apologize because Nathan said, "How come you didn't energize up the Jingle Cats?" And I had to say, "Well, I thought I only did that. I do that with Love Train." But Nathan said, "No, you energized the Jingle Cats last year." So anyway, I apologize, and we'll energize up the Jingle Cats at the top of, when we turn over to the 11 o'clock hour. Anyway, that my mistake. I just thought I only did that
You're
for
just a little bit too excited and you wanted to hear him
I
really
know, and
quickly.
I was like, "Oh," and I forgot to tell you that my, that, but they do the best rendition of Hava Nagila ever. All their great tunes. All righty then. So it is December 1st, and Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and boy, doing more than her full share would be our next guest, the chief book cook and bottle washer and creator and founder and all that good stuff of Help Animals India. And that, of course, is our Eileen Weintraub. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And
Oh,
today it's the new moon. I don't know if you mentioned that.
no, I didn't. I didn't get to astrology, and I had not even thought about it. So new moon today. That's a great. That's
On
really good.
December 1st. How about that?
So we're starting out the month right. Well, we're having a Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah with the Jingle Cats today, and we get to do.
I never heard the Hanukkah version, so that was really
Oh, it's
fun.
my favorite version of Hava Nagila. I just adore the song, so I play it as much as I can during the month. And I when all right. Did you some of you have to keep me in? Let's see. I'm looking at my calendar here. When does Hanukkah start this year?
Actually the day of Christmas. How do you like that? Same day this year. So,
Oh, that's right. Hanukkah begins on December 25th. Isn't that?
yeah,
I'm not
Hanukkah
up on all the
the Jewish
necessarily
calendar
details.
is a lunar calendar, like most of the half of the world, the Eastern religions, and so it's not the same day every year as far as the moon. And you said, the new moon, you're up on astrology. Well, that's not really astrology. That's, for everybody. The new moon, full moon, quarter moon, things like that. So this year it's the same as Christmas. I don't know how often that happens.
A lot of synchronized stuff this year.
Right, right. Yeah, because usually Hanukkah is like earlier than Christmas. I mean, all right, so Hanukkah begins on Christmas Day, so I guess we're going to be hearing Hava Nagila and Merry Christmas a lot together.
Eight
So
days
those are the
for
ones we know the most about, and the Jingle Cats do those holidays. But how about, do you know, Eileen, Kwanzaa starts on the 26th? Do you know about
Oh,
Kwanzaa?
sure. Yeah, of course. So probably
Well,
it's the
I
result.
don't. So tell us what Kwanzaa is all about.
No. I want to talk about my backyard and my frozen water. So I want to bring it more local. Is that okay?
Sure.
Yeah. So this was the first morning we had to put out, the hot water because the bird bath was frozen. And it was such a joy to see all the animals, squirrels and the birds come and have a nice fresh drink. Because we're coming into that time of year and it's so important for them to have fresh water. So I
Well,
just wanted to
that is true, and I do say that it's important. Like if you like, I have a water bowl outside for Robbie,
I mean, he's got one inside too, but, you know, yeah, if you've got water outside, you got to pay attention to that because it can freeze up. And so you need to replace it and refill and all that good stuff. I'm fortunate in that. I mean, I take my bird bath in for the winter. But I have a little, you know, fountain, little pond thing in the back, and the free-flowing waterfall that recirculates the water. So that water is always unfrozen. Now, it does get cold enough to freeze it up, but I learned when I was at my farm that I call it my cooker, but it's the electrical things that you plug in and float and put in water troughs for horses, you know, to keep their water from freezing. So I use that in my outdoor fountain. I have a cooker, like I said. And so when it starts to get, you know, cold enough that it even starts to freeze the moving water, then I plug in the cooker and stick that in there, and that keeps the water thawed. But I'll tell you what, I have to fill it up a lot, Eileen, because you're right. There's a lot of critters out there. Might be birds and squirrels. And I, you know, I don't have outdoor cameras. I keep thinking I need to do that. I have no idea who comes and drinks water at night out of my fountain, but I have to replace it a lot. So I know there's a lot of some things drinking water besides
we
what
just
I see.
Just a small immersion that we put in just in the bird bath that we plug in. So that does keep it. But we
so you keep it thawed as well. But anyway, that's important for you all to figure out. And then, of course, if you feed the hummingbirds, the sugar water does not freeze at freezing, you know, 32. Hummingbird
26 degrees.
Yeah, 26, 27 is the temperature that it will start to freeze at. So until it goes down to that level, you know, your feeder should be okay. I have one hummingbird feeder heater that I use, and that keeps that one from thawing, but then I have to rotate the other ones. It could be really a pain, but I'm in the process of working on coming up with a second one and figuring how I can have a heated one in both the front of the house and the back of the house, and that'll make my job a whole lot easier in keeping the hummers happy. But that's another thing you got.
Yeah, you have to buy the heater too and just switch them out.
So, right, right.
I know you do a good job of having a lot of hummingbirds fed there.
But, you know, it's important that all of us, you know, whatever, if you, you know, the animals get, if you're feeding birds, you're feeding the hummers, whatever you're doing, they get used to that and depend on those sources. So it's real important that you continue to do whatever you've been doing through, like, freezes and snows and things.
And going away, and, you know.
And if you're going to be gone, it's real important you cover those bases because the animals... You know, and birds, you know, depend on it. And so it's real important.
Well, we live in a great area for that. But, hey, we're going to get to Help Animals India, right?
I was going to say, what's going on in India?
Okay. So today,
they obviously are not freezing over there. Is it a hot time of the year over there?
No. It's it's before the equator. So they have the winter also, and, you know, India has a big place, and we also help in Nepal, and they definitely have a winter.
Do they?
We just had a video of one of the shelters with all the little dog coats is a fashion video.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So, certainly, you know, the Himalayas, the snow, and even in South India, where it is very hot, but they're not used to the colder temperatures. So they're like, start freezing if it's, you know, 50 degrees is cold for them. So it's all relative. But as we speak, with the new moon day, our newsletter is going out worldwide. And so that's very exciting because I only do it every 2 months. And so today's the day. I never know when to pick. And I picked today because of the new moon and also because it's Giving Tuesday on December 3rd. So that's a big day for people to help, you know, for the holiday giving. It's called Giving Tuesday. I don't know if you covered that.
I haven't yet, but...
But you've heard of it, right?
Right. Giving Tuesday is, you know, has become a pretty big deal, and there you get a lot of fundraising emails and that kind of stuff if you're on lists.
Well, yeah. So we also sent out our email, so it should be in your inbox right now. And as we say, it's only every 2 months.
Can you say that part again? You kind of got a little bit muffled.
Yeah, I think she said it will be in your. She sent the newsletter out today. It should be in your inbox, is what she said.
Right. I know, Martha. You get it, and I know.
Yes, but I didn't see it before.
It just came at 10 o'clock. Just came at 10.
Oh, okay, there it is. Help Animals India. December 3rd is Giving Tuesday, a chance to change lives of countless animals. All right, you guys, so if you're not on the Help Animals India mailing list, email list, you got to do that. You need to go to helpanimalsindia.org and sign up for the newsletter. Because one of the best newsletters that I think anybody does, I mean, Eileen does just a marvelous job with the website and with the newsletters. So informative and great details and photographs and videos. It's really amazing.
So thank you. So it's also on our website, helpanimalsindia.org, under updates. So it's always there also. And all the other ones are there too for your reading pleasure.
So if you're looking for, you know, some animals to help on Giving Tuesday, well, giving to Help Animals India is a wonderful place to donate. I do a regular monthly donation and feel so good about it because I'm not just helping the street dogs and the cats, but helping the elephants and all the animals in India because Eileen really spreads the wealth around and there are so many organizations and places that you support. It really is an easy way to spread your money around and know it's going to really good sources and helping lots of animals because Eileen does such a great job with this. So what presently is going on that we need to know about?
Well, I'm not sure, you know, about mentioning this because it's such a stretch for people here, but what I put in the newsletter is about Nepal and that they have a big festival of which includes a lot of animal sacrifice. And I know people really don't think about that here, but it was a tradition of the ancient world, and a lot of India and Nepal is part of the ancient world still.
So I got a little confused. Did you say that they're still doing animal sacrifice?
Yes, and this festival, I had to call it a festival, it happens every 5 years. And the last one was in 2019, and it's happening again in December in Nepal. And this is really something that all the groups in Nepal are working to stop the sacrifice and have we're calling it have a bloodless festival. So you just offer flowers and incense and coconuts and things like that. The same way, you know, we might go to a church and, you know, bring light candles. And so the ancient world would have animal sacrifice. Now, of course, you know, we're not a vegetarian society and we kill plenty of animals also, but they're not done it's not done in a very nice way. And the animals are eaten afterwards, but it's just something that, you know, it's time has come to change, and it is changing, and a lot less animals have been sacrificed. And the thing that they have said they would not do this year is sacrifice pigeons, but they are still offering pigeons. I've seen this for myself, and so they catch the pigeons and they offer them to the temple. So what Help Animals India is doing is making sure the pigeons have a nice place to be kept to grow up afterwards. We can't stop the actual offering, but they're not going to be killed, and we need to protect them. So our funding is protecting thousands of these pigeons. And so that's in the newsletter, along with many other stories about India and dogs, of course. So that's what the newsletter is about. And also all the...
Well, that's a great thing. We're supporting that. You know, because some, you know, there are ancient rituals and so forth, you know, with lots of different cultures. And sometimes the rituals are wonderful and are worth preserving and continuing. And sometimes they're just out barbaric and it's time to change what we're doing. And it sounds like with this festival and the sacrifice, it sounds like you're helping them move into a bloodless way, of celebrating
that's
this.
The hashtag. It's called Gandami, Bloodless Gandami. So these are all the groups that have been working for years for this, and it's every 5 years. And really want to stop all the killing that goes on.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Yeah.
So anyhow,
well,
so
I'm glad you're on top
protect,
of it.
Yeah, so that's with our Nepal groups that I've met in person and visited several times. And, you know, these are wonderful, wonderful activists. So they just need some help financially because the dollar is very strong in India, but it's even stronger in Nepal. So, you know, we really want to help as much as we can. And so this we call it our worldwide circle of kindness. So
worldwide circle of kindness. That's great.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Sounds like an appropriate place to time out here. We need to take care of our advertisers, get back on schedule, and we will continue with Eileen and Help Animals India and find out more about what they're working on and going on this holiday season and what's happening in India and how we can help. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
A thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Okay, well, it's not quite a silent night around here, but sure love those jingle cats. All righty. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us. We're midway through the second hour of this first holiday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we will talk with Sita from Ananda at 1130 today, and we will find out about all the holiday happenings and everything going on at the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall. And east-west, there are lots of holiday stuff going on. We'll catch up with that today. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertising. We'd love to have you. Advertisers, we'd love to have you. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, then. We are in the middle of chatting with Eileen from Help Animals India. So Eileen, we've talked about what you're doing, the work in this once every 5 year festival in Nepal, and helping to improve the practices there and get to a bloodless festival, which is great. What else do we need to know about the animals in India this month?
I'm just looking at our email newsletter, and God, there's a photo I thought I put in, but I don't see it. And anyhow, it was really cute. It was a photo of our main project in one of the most oldest cities of the world, Varanasi. And it's a dog and a cow sitting together. Oh. And it's because they have a lot of cows and dogs on the street there. And the caption says, things are not as scary when you have a best friend.
So
I just love that photo. But
a cow and a kitty, huh? How cute.
No. A cow and a dog. Did I say
a cow and a dog? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Kitties aren't that visible there, but they are visible in Nepal. And our project there is called Kathmandu Lovers. And you know, Kathmandu with the K-A-T. And they're just a fabulous group of people. And so they're working hard for sterilizing the street cats. And also opportunity for people to bring their cats in to get sterilized, because otherwise they don't have that opportunity. So helping many, many cats there that way. But back to the email newsletter, for the first time in a long time, I put my photo in with our local board member, and he works for Google. So I have a photo at the end of the newsletter, and we were fundraising at the Google offices. And boy, was that a cultural experience, being around all the tech people and seeing what's going on right here in Seattle. And so we have do you see that, Martha? It's a table that we had out. And so
there you are. Yes, I've seen this photo before.
Yeah. I sent it to you, just a few people.
All right.
So there's
actually a photo of Eileen in this newsletter. That's great. Who's the gentleman with you in that photo?
Yeah, he lives locally and he works for Google and he's on our board and he's from India. And so a lot of people from India are in the tech world. There are a lot of Chinese people there at Google too, I noticed. And just informing them of what we're doing and hoping to get some donations. But boy, was that wild being a Google. There's all this free food and free barista, any kind of drink you want with any kind of milk, plant-based milk, and lots of food that you can eat there or even take home. And it's all labeled, a lot of vegan and vegetarian food. So it was just nice for me to, get a glimpse of that world for a change.
Yep, so it looks like in this newsletter there is a lot more information about that rally against the animal sacrifice. So just some great stuff here. But now what's popping out at me is that you've got, it looks like, a feature here about India's donkeys.
Right. So that's something that just gets overlooked. I know the Mideast, there's a lot of stories, very upsetting right now with the war.
about the donkeys, but you know, it's still many, many donkeys in India that are used and abused. So we and in Nepal too. There's, you know, the trek. They use them for trekking. They use them. You know, there's a lot of roads that aren't good. So they use them to haul things, and they don't always get the best of care, and then they're abandoned. So I've seen them abandoned on the street. It's very sad. So you know, the shelters that we work with will treat them on the street, and then also take them into sanctuary. You know,
well, I've never seen this. You've got a picture of a donkey here, and he's obviously, you know, hauling stuff on his back and all of that, and has a halter type affair on his head. But then there's like a wire muzzle around the donkey's mouth. Well, I've never seen a muzzle on a donkey or a horse or something. I know donkeys are really smart animals. And I would imagine if they're not treated properly, maybe they bite. I don't know, but is that why there's a muzzle on this donkey?
Look at his face. Yeah, and look at his face. It's kind of sad, sad eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, this is called servitude. This is called slavery.
Yeah.
You know? And this is something, you know, we want to help change also.
Yeah, but get this, you say 60% of the country's donkeys are still used for manual labor or are illegally traded for their skin and meat. What's, I had no idea. Somebody's skinning and eating donkeys? Wow.
Well, they'll eat anything. And actually, in Chinese medicine, one of the remedies, very popular, is called donkey glue. Mark, what's that called? Donkey. Medicine in Chinese medicine. Donkey glue. It's like the sinews. I don't want to talk about that. But anyhow, there's a lot of animal parts used in medicine. So they do use it. Well, you know, why not donkey? You know, they eat other things, so other animals, so include the donkeys. So we work for a vegan world. We're supporting a company. A lot of the plant-based things that you see in this country, in the market, they're not available in India. So where there is a great tradition of vegetarianism with the cooking, like dal and, you know, meat substitutes, and but they don't have all the plant-based goodies that we have. One of the places we work with is starting to supply that. So things are, you know, slowly, slowly evolving, and, you know, have seen big changes in the decades that I've been working in this. So, you know, there's a lot of positive news. And people worldwide, like us here, Help Animals India in Seattle, and there's other groups in Europe and Australia that really are helping and make a difference and change some of these old traditions that just don't have a place.
Yeah, so that's what's wonderful about, you know, I can read about the donkeys and how horrible sometimes it can still be for them, but I can also feel good reading that because I know that Eileen's on top of this, and Help Animals India is supporting the groups that are rescuing these abandoned and abused donkeys. So there is work being done, you know, to help with these situations. And
yeah, they're the sweetest animals.
They are, and they're very, very smart. Very smart. But they're also... you know, they're more aggressive than, say, like horses, you know, and, you know, their cousins and so forth. And donkeys are sometimes used, at least here, to put in with other animals because they will defend themselves and a herd from, like, cougar and so forth. And, you know, they're quite skilled at defending themselves against predators and so forth.
Yeah,
so,
that one has a muzzle on him.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably because they probably, you know, do their best to not have to put up with all this garbage from humans. So I'm not surprised that they would, you know, that they would have to muzzle them because they may bite. But hopefully your work behind the scenes with these, you mentioned Compassion Unlimited Plus, and Kupa and Karana Society for Animals and Nature, Animal Nepal Rescue. I mean, there's a lot of organizations that you're supporting that are helping these donkeys. So that's great.
Yeah, it's on our website. It lists all the groups that we're helping, and each one gets a grant as we can each year. So, we want to empower them to keep fundraising and not dependent upon us, but each little bit that we help encourages them, and so more people will help. And the thing that I always say is it's not that people don't want to help, they don't know how to. So if they see street animals, they might turn away because they don't know, you know.
Don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do. So we get inquiries every day, and it's Help Animals India. I only named it, so USA people would know what we were doing. But now when people search online, they see, that we were going to help every animal in India. But we do get inquiries every day when people see an animal needing help. So they are answered by a volunteer and give them advice and ideas where to turn and thank them for wanting to help and give them encouragement.
All right. All right. That's great. Now, you also in the newsletter, you got a great picture here. You mentioned early on Varanasi.
Right.
And it looks like you've got a picture of Varanasi for animals. And it's a great of some of the people that are helping. And there are some, they're holding puppies and street dogs. So
yeah.
It's great to see those photographs. Could you get to see the actual people that are doing the work that Help Animals India is supporting?
Well,
you get to see the dogs too.
In the center photo, she's just fantastic. And she's only 19.
Wow.
Person. Yeah, and she's so enthusiastic, and she really wants to make a difference. So, you know, we just all encourage each other, and that's so meaningful.
Well, how wonderful. That's, it just, I know I, whenever I see my donation go off, I feel so good about knowing, that it's helping so many different organizations and animals over there.
See your donation, it makes us feel good. And one of the donors, she gives as much as she can, and she always says, "Oh, I wish I could do more." And I say, but you are doing more. And, you know, we're the lucky ones that can help at all. And we're so fortunate to be able to do that. So thank you.
Yep. So you guys can help by going to helpanimalsindia.org, sign up for the newsletter. And if you can make a donation, doesn't matter how large or small, Help Animals India would be very grateful for your help. And if you can make it a monthly donation, that's even better. And if I can figure out how to do it, you can. And it just feels so good to know that we've got such a great organization like that Eileen has put together here, and that she does all the work for us. All we have to do is send a little bit of money, and she makes sure it gets to all the animals and where they need it. So anything else going on with Help Animals India or the animals in India that we need to know about today?
Thank you to everybody. And if you do, you know, you say sign up for the newsletter, just add your email, that's all. And I'll see if it's local and be happy about that, because I don't get any, you know, there's a lot of people in India, 1.3 billion.
So, wow, unbelievable.
I'm very happy to get anybody local, you know, and it makes me feel good. So just sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah, so let's make Eileen feel good and sign up for the newsletter. And you don't have to donate if you can't at this point. You can just sign up for the newsletter. But every little bit helps, and it's always nice to know that somebody's paying attention. So we appreciate you doing that. All righty.
Martha,
so
won't be talking to you till
next year. My goodness.
I can't believe it. And, wow. So,
I'm wondering, in India, do you, holiday celebrations, are they big, on Christmas, or, is it all more Indian, related, spiritual celebrations, or what goes on over there? Do you know?
Well, they do have, Christmas, but not, they have a lot more holidays than we do. And,
okay.
You know, because there's just a lot more ethnicities, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. And so there's just holidays like all the time. And then they have their own Independence Day. You know, we just had Gandhi's birthday last month. And they have all sorts of celebrations. They have our New Year. They also have their own New Year, so it's a very vibrant, a complicated society.
All right. Well, I am so glad that you are with us and can keep us informed and make sure our money gets to the right place and helping the right animals. And I sure enjoy our conversations and all that you do to help the animals. And it looks like. Again, we're not going to talk till the new year and 2025. So the first Sunday of January, we'll be back at it again. And I appreciate all that you do and happy holidays. And let me know if there's anything I need to know about going on. Otherwise, we'll talk to you again next year, huh?
Okay. Well, thank you for encouraging us, encouraging me. And happy holidays in advance to you too, Martha. Good to know you.
All righty.
You know,
God bless.
Everyone should appreciate our area that we have. We have Martha looking out for all of us.
All right. Well, we are all helping each other, and that's an important thing to do. So thank you so much, Eileen, for all the good work that you do, and I'll talk to you again next year. God bless.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, we got to take care of advertisers and stay on schedule. And then how about we do a little current event? So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Gosh, I could just listen to the Jingle Cats. We could play Jingle Cats the whole show. I think I got enough CDs. Anyway, hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for joining us for our first holiday edition of Animal World. We get to play with the Jingle Cats and dogs for the whole month. Pretty wonderful. And we can switch from the holiday and Christmas Jingle Cats to our current events Jingle Cats, because that's what time it is. So there we go. Well, let's see, on the current events list. Now, first thing I tell you, I've already done it. I got all of my hummingbird feeders prepared for the winter this week. Good thing, because I usually plan to do these as part of Sunday chores and scrub everything, but I don't have any water because we had a water main break yesterday evening, and hopefully I'll get water back by the end of today, but depends on how, if they can get the parts they need and stuff. So who knows how long I won't have water, but I certainly can't be scrubbing hummingbird feeders. So what I took all my hummingbird feeders apart, scrubbed them all up, cleaned them all out, refilled them all up, and then dressed them for winter. So, you know, if you've been here for a while, you know, I use my old leggings, exercise leggings that, you know, for jazzercise decades ago. And I have a whole bunch of them left over. So I use those leggings on my hummingbird feeders. I put them like little wool sweaters over the hummingbird feeders. And then I have the feeder heater on the bottom of one, my main feeder, the first one I started with. And so I'm down for the winter to four feeders, two in front, two in back. And so all of my feeders are dressed except for the one round UFO flat one type that can't be dressed. And that one I'm presently looking to find a hummingbird feeder heater that will work for that one. And I'm going to try to figure out how to get it hooked up in the front. So anyway, just get on your hummingbird feeders, scrub them out, and get them ready for winter. And I also have the little hand warmer things you can, for feet, if you get those, and you can stick those on the bottom of your hummingbird feeder to keep them from freezing when the temperature goes down to 27 or below. All righty then, let's see what else is on our current events list here of stuff. Okay, so up at the Northwest Stream Center, that's in McCollum Park in South Everett. They have got, they're also doing a Holiday Makers Bazaar and coordinating that with the first day of their live potted holiday tree sale. So this starts next Saturday, the 7th. It's the Holiday Makers Bazaar. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. And, you know, they'll have all kinds of, you know, gifts, bazaar and all that sort of thing. It also is opening day for Holiday Trees. So begins December 7th is the opening. And so this will be December 7th through the 24th. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Those are the days you can go. And they have a great variety of native, live, and wild potted trees. They're 3 to 5 feet tall. And they got Sitka spruce, western red cedar, grand fir, and Douglas fir trees. And so you take the trees in their pots. And so you can have a live Christmas tree in your house or on your deck for the holiday season. And then after the holidays, you can either plant them in on your own property around you if you like, or you can return them to the Northwest Stream Center, and then the team will plant them around salmon trees in the area. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody. But you can pick up trees between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. starting next Saturday through the 24th of December. And if you go next Saturday, remember the Holiday Makers Bazaar is also from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That day. Okay, so what else have we got going on here? Well, Meow is all full of stuff. The Meow Holiday Craft Bazaar and Bake Sale, that's also next Saturday the 7th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, that's at the St. John's Episcopal Church, which is 105 State Street South in Kirkland, and it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and all kinds of great, you know, gifts and stuff for cats and dogs and humans, and bake sale, and the twice baked potatoes are the most popular, apparently, and you got to be there right at the beginning because they sell out immediately, Marilyn said. All right, then we've got Santa Paws Pictures combined at Mud Bay pet stores around the area. They are today. Santa Paws Pictures benefiting Meow would be at Ballard Mud Bay today from noon to 3 p.m. So you can listen to Animal World and then head on over to Mud Bay and Ballard to get your Santa Paws Pictures. At any location, it's a $20 donation. You get a printed photo on site and then access to online digital images. Make sure your animal is restrained on leash or carrier. Only well-behaved models invited. All right, so then next Saturday, December 7th, Fairwood Mud Bay. And remember, these are all at noon to 3 unless I tell you otherwise. So next Saturday, Fairwood Mud Bay. Next Sunday, the 8th, Overlake Mud Bay. Saturday, the 14th, Issaquah Highlands Mud Bay. Sunday, the 15th, Linwood West Mud Bay. December 15th also. Now, this will be from 3 to 5 p.m. This is at Lad and Lass Brewing in the U District. Lad and Lass Brewing U District. That's 3 to 5 p.m. next Sunday, the 15th. All right. Then we've got Saturday, the 21st, noon to 3 at Redmond Mud Bay, and December 22nd, noon to 3 at Roosevelt Mud Bay. So there you go. That would be everything on current events. Next week is the second Sunday of the month, and we are on schedule this month. So that means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. So Dr. Nell's sister Linda Rasmussen will be here next week and will do phone calls and free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. So be sure and be here. And call in for your free remote treatments. All right, we talked about winterizing for the Hummers. And I have to say, Nathan, it's so much fun to have the Jingle Cats going, and we got our Christmas lights, and then we turn on, we've got our flocked Christmas trees and snow and all of that, and we Jingle Cat, you know, and we're doing all that, and I'm really into it. And then I turn and look out the window, and I got the brightest blue sky and sunshine I've had probably all fall.
Yeah, our fog is gone too.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous day out there. And it's like, what's wrong with this picture? Isn't it? Well, it is. It's cold, but you can't tell looking out the window.
I can see Seattle again.
Oh, maybe if I stand up here just for a second.
But if you can look at the snow-capped Olympics and see them, then you definitely know it's cold out there.
No, I just had to stand up so I could see the grass.
Oh, yeah.
It's still white. Okay, oh. So Robbie's out there wandering around, and it's still white. I'm amazed that when the temperature goes down for our dog friends, do y'all notice that their energy goes up? The colder it is outside, the younger Robbie behaves. Because he's 12 now, so you know that's you know, old for a golden retriever. Although somebody told me recently that 15 is the new 12 for golden retrievers.
Well, so they know that when they expend that energy, that they're not going to overheat, or they are trying to keep themselves warm.
Well, you know, but I notice it's real consistent. When it gets really, really cold, his energy goes off the charts.
Wow.
So if it's really cold outside, he's running around the yard. He's acting like a puppy. He wants to play. He wants to zoom and all of that. But I think it's probably a natural genetic code of some kind that tells him when it's that cold, you need to stay active,
yeah,
you know, to keep your body temperature up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it relates to that because you can predict like clockwork. You know, the colder it gets, the more energy he has, and the goofier he gets. So I think it all has to do with that. But so anyway.
Well, Abby was sure happy to have her backyard back because when the windstorm happened, it knocked down part of our fence, and we don't want to have Abby in a part of the backyard where there's a way she can get out of, because she'll always do her tour around the neighborhood to check in on her neighbor dog friends. And so we weren't able to have her out in the backyard until it got the fence fixed. And once that was all good to go, you probably saw it on Facebook, but a video was taken of her just running outside and grabbing her Frisbee and shaking it around and
to be back out in the yard. Now that home, that's your family home. Mm-hmm. Where is that located?
Just in the southeast hill of Renton.
South Renton. So a big enough windstorm that something came down and took out the fence, huh?
Oh, yeah. Nothing came down and took out the fence. It was just the wind itself.
It just blew over.
Took over the fence, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So nothing even had to hit it. I guess it sounds like it was time to replace it anyway.
Probably, but we got somebody out there within a couple of days, and they were able to fix
it. Yeah,
it
sounded like, from what I saw on Facebook, that you were able to get it repaired right away. Mm-hmm. Well, golly, we're talking ourselves through the top of the hour here. So we need to wrap up hour number two, fire up hour number three, and we are jingle catting, and so we're dancing to the jingle cats. And, of course, you know, bopping around and dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or you can just have fun with trees and snowflakes and Christmas lights and all of that, like we're doing, and enjoy the jingle cats. And by Nathan's request, I'm going to energize up the Christmas carols from the jingle cats so we get a little extra spiritual juice for the day. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our mind with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the jingle cats. They're coming straight up right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.